Listen and Live Audio presents The Tea House on Mulberry Street by Sharon Owens. Read by Caroline Winterson. Chapter 1. The Tea House. Daniel Stanley came hurrying down the stairs from the first floor flat and flicked on the lights in the tea house. The room was cold and he shivered as he crossed the floor of the shop and pulled open the blinds. The sky was still dark. It would be another couple of hours at least before sunrise. He hurried around the cafe, switching on the small yellow table lamps, and the room was suddenly filled with a warm glow. For a brief moment, the old place looked almost cheerful. The dusty curtains, the faded linoleum, the cracked furniture and the flaking walls were bathed in a golden light. Daniel peered at himself in a small mirror beside the door. His eyes were large, blue and intelligent-looking, with worry lines settling in around the edges. Well, that was understandable. Running a small business was not easy. He was winter pale, and he needed a haircut. But the fine bone structure he had inherited from his mother, the straight nose and high cheekbones, was still evident, while other men's faces had softened and blurred as they filled out into middle age. Yes, even at 47 he was still passable in a neat and tidy sort of way. He opened the front door and carried in the day's delivery of milk. He began to switch on the